Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 479 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 21, Goodwill Hunter.
It aired on June 28th, 2003, written by Steve Slavkin, directed by Andrew Merrifield.
Has that guy done a lot? That's like the only, like that's like a new name. Not like new to this episode, we've definitely talked about him before, but like.
Who, Drew?
Yeah, old Drew EM.
He's done this one and the two before it.
Okay. Well, those weren't wonderful episodes to my recollection.
He did Snippet Snippet Good.
Oh, okay, of course. Snippet Snippet Good.
Nowhere to Grow.
That one wasn't bad.
Thunder Strangers Part 3.
That was also a pretty good one. All right, I guess Andrew Merrifield's pretty up and down. I don't know what to expect from this one now.
That's as far back as he goes. I feel like it's more, he does the best he can with what he's written.
Yeah, that might be it. That seems to be a common problem. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along. If you've got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Ninja Storm, pretty good. That rhymed. So you know it's true.
Yeah, rhymes don't lie.
No, it can't.
You can't be false if it rhymes.
I thought you were going to rhyme false, and then you didn't, and then you left me hanging.
Yeah, nope. I don't got
nothing. There's a big wind up and then no pitch.
So I could be lying. You don't know.
So now I don't know, Josh. Anyway, I guess we're going to. Now I guess I'm going to worry about this one and we'll go watch Goodwill Hunter.
Ninja Storm Ranger form. And we're back, and we just watched, why can't I think of this? Goodwill Hunter. Why can't I remember this? I'll tell you why. Because it's not a Hunter episode.
No. Hunter, I think this episode, they had the name on like a list of things they wanted to make episodes. And, like, we got to use this title somewhere. And like, it does apply, but I would not consider this a Hunter episode by any stretch. If anything, this is a team episode minus Hunter.
Yeah, they do that cool, here's an extra plot.
Yeah.
That Ninja Storms used to love now.
Yeah, I don't think it was that bad in this one. It just was like...
It wouldn't be that bad if it wasn't, if a Ranger's name wasn't in the title and we didn't see him.
I think a lot of his expectations. Anyway, heyjakeandjosh.com, that's the website. You can go there, you can listen to old episodes there up through Lightspeed Rescue. Which is a really good season, if you haven't heard.
Mm-hmm.
In the fourth episode, I cried. So, yeah, I'm the only one who would brag about that. It's a good episode. It's the greatest love story Power Rangers ever told. There's also the classic feeds, Morphin Grid Classics Volume 1 and 2, updated through Turbo. And every time I think about it, I think there's a secret third one that has In Space in it that shouldn't. it got filed wrong.
It doesn't have a feed. It's just a blogger. Then I realized what I did. So there's just a random blog out there with all the episodes of In Space. Yeah.
So someone finds it. They're just like, what the hell is this? Is there a way to just be like, grab these 35 episodes and just these 35 blog posts, just drag them over to this one?
I don't think so.
Is there a way to transfer? Can you email the other blog those blog posts?
No, I mean, I could copy and paste them. It just would take me, I mean, it only takes about, if I'm taking my time with it, like 40 minutes. But it's just that I did it wrong, so I'm mad about it.
So, and you're mad, and I get it. But anyway, you can go listen to old episodes there. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Mansana's Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife and Podbaby and Podbutter. That had nothing to do with the episode. Just Podbutter felt right.
I don't know what that would be. It would either be like,
it's real slippery, really, episodes.
Really nice or really gross.
It's real, real smooth episodes. Sometimes they're too slippery to hold on to. Buttery. Where'd that podcast go? It fell out of my hand because it's covered in butter.
Oh, don't eat that. Don't eat the podcast.
Don't eat the podcast. It got on the floor and it's all sticky and now and there's hair on it. So you don't want that. But you can leave us a rating review at any of those places if you like. We'd really appreciate it. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. And times are weird, so we understand if you can't support the show. And also, in the time of that we're recording this, times are extra weird because not only are we dealing with a pandemic, but there's also a lot of protests and a lot of stuff going on. And if you'd like to donate to any of those places instead of us, we understand and encourage.
Yeah.
Because, just you know, Google some bailout funds. Help your fellow humans out.
Glad we opened up and went back to a sense of normalcy here in America. Everything's back to how it was before.
The best part is that people are like, oh, there's going to be a lot of new cases of COVID now because of all the protests. Like, oh, you weren't worried about that? We're going to come on out to the beach. Everyone's come to the ice cream parlor and lick the glass. You weren't worried about that. But now that the people are like, hey, please don't kill black people, you're like, you should all go back home because of COVID. Now we're worried about it. Anyway, so that's what's going on in America right now. This is 3 weeks ago from when you're hearing this, and, you know, I doubt things are better. But
who knows where we're at now?
Who knows what's going to happen in 3 weeks?
All the major cities might be gone.
Anyway, speaking of, this is a Monday episode. Josh, you just want to jump in?
Yeah.
You'll talk about Good Will Hunter, the episode definitely about Hunter.
The episode about the other five Rangers making an X Games video.
And then also Hunter's there. Sometimes I actually really liked Hunter in this episode. I'm not gonna lie, I thought his character really worked in this one, despite the fact that he was only in about 4 minutes of it. It felt like we start off at Storm Chargers. It's closing time. It's quitting time, baby. And Blake's like, hell yeah, time to not work anymore. My long hard day of working at a cool skate shop / bike shop / surf shop. What a bummer. My boss is totally cool with us leaving for weeks at a time. So, like, you know, this is what a bummer job to have. And he's like, hey, you wanna go hit the track, Hunter? And I was like, I can't. I got a Charlie today. And he's like, oh yeah. And I don't know if they said what it is exactly, but Hunter's basically in Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yeah.
And he's gonna be like watching a kid for a little while. Because that kid does not have a dad. He's like, yeah, and I know what that was like, and that sucked. So I'm going to go just hang out with this little boy named Charlie. So the others come in. Tori manifests out of the air. She just is like, hi, I'm Tori now.
She like pops up behind them, so I don't know where she was.
Dustin comes over from like the mechanic area, and Shane walks in the door. And Dustin comes over, and then we cut to the reverse shot of Shane, and we cut back, and Tori's like, hello, I've always been here. And they're like, yeah, absolutely, Tori. And she's like, yeah, don't worry about it. And Shane comes in with a big flyer or magazine or something. He's like, boom, winning tape. Everyone submits a tape. Winning tape gets to be played during a commercial break in the action games.
The action games.
The action games.
I love the action games.
Now, the action games.
Troy Falcon is my favorite skateboarder.
Oh, I love Troy Falcon and his very cool trick. The Falcon grab. Falcon grabbo. Does the big Falcon grabbo off the big jump.
Yeah.
I love when Belvis Pastrami hits the big ramp.
And Rodney Mullen, who's a universal consistent.
Rodney Mullen is in every universe. It's Rodney Mullen and Zelda. Those are two things that are in every universe. Yeah. And so the action games, I feel like, should have a, like, it's all your regular X games. You know, you got your skating, you got your surfing. I almost call it surfboarding. And that's how a narc would say that. You got your motocross. You got all your regular extreme sports, such as blade skating, and when you sit on a shovel, go downhill on a shovel. Do you remember shovel sit?
Luging, I think, is what that is. Luge.
No, luging, there's like a board, and you sit on it, and you put your head close to the ground, so if you screw up, you die. If they called shovel sitting luging, it's a much chiller activity, I think.
I remember shovel sitting.
You got like a big metal shovel and you sat so that the handle was between your legs and you held on to the handle and like sledded down a hill.
Is this from the X Games or Jackass?
Little column A, little column B. I definitely saw it on, I don't know if it was the Winter X Games or the Summer X Games, though.
Oh, if it's on the Summer X Games, it's just a shower of sparks behind you just as you shovel down the street.
Well, you find a nice big dirt hill.
Oh, yes.
So it's slicker, and you just kick up dirt and rocks at your opponents and behind you.
And then there's also shopping carting.
Yeah, there's also jumping a shopping cart.
Vert and street.
Competitive, have a snake bite your nuts. Jackass is the dumbest thing on the planet. There was a moment in one of the Jackass, I think it was in one of the movies. I don't remember which one. I'm not going to pretend to. I think the setup was there's a snake in a ball pit, and I'm going to jump in the ball pit. And then we're just going to see what happens. Because the trick of Jackass is there's no way to win each stunt.
No, that's why it's called Jackass.
Yeah, it's not. There's no benefit to any of this. But I just remember Johnny Knoxville being like, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and I'm going to jump in this pit of balls with a snake in it. And then he did this maneuver with his leg where he he kicked his leg up and over, and like he did like this like a whip move. Like he was crossing his legs, but while he was standing, and he just kicked whoever was next to him in the nuts with the far leg in this weird whip motion. And I was like, that was amazing.
Oh, and then he jumped in a snake pit, got bitten in the nuts by a snake. And then,
well, I think that's maybe why he did it. He's like, well, my nuts are going to get accosted. I should also accost Steve-O's nuts, I guess. Anyway, I would love the season of Power Rangers that's just Jackass. Which I think is this season, if it's going to be any season. So he's like, yeah, so I want to win, get in the action games. And Dustin's like, this is dope. I can't wait to win this. And Shane's like, don't you mean come in second? And Dustin, completely not even realizing what's going on, he's like, No, I'm going to win. And they all like look at him. And Dustin's like, oh, you're calling me out. Oh, I get it. And they're like, yeah. And then Tori's like, how are either of you going to win without a camera? Because Dustin's camera got extremely destroyed when he broke it, slamming face first into an oak tree when the camera was tied to his helmet.
So he had like a Sony handy cam, because this is before GoPros.
Oh, absolutely.
Just duct taped, I'm assuming, around his helmet, but also like his actual chin.
Yeah. All the way down.
He just crashed into a tree.
And he crashed into a tree. He's like, yeah, it was dope. I was like, whoa. And then it was like, whoa. And then there was nothing. Because I hit the tree with my head.
Submit that tape.
Right? That would probably make it. Definitely into the Jackass games.
Yeah, there's no GoPro, so this is like revolutionary first-person footage.
And then they're like, Blake's like, hey, doesn't Cam have a camera? And they're like, oh, yeah. And they all start running to like...
get it.
Go get it. Like, Dustin and Shane specifically start like fight running to go get it. They leave. As they leave, in comes a mom and a kid. And at first, I was like, lady, the store is closed.
It's closed, yeah. You can't get diapers anymore. You have to wait until tomorrow.
Sorry. 10 p.m. is 10 p.m.
Your son is too old for diapers anyway.
But no, this is Charlie and Charlie's mom, who will not get a name, last or otherwise.
It's Charlie's mom.
Charlie's mom.
At least she has lines.
That's true. And she's pretty, so... you know, good for her, I guess. Charlie's mom said something like, thanks for taking, this means so much to me, Hunter. Thank you for taking him. Then we cut up to the spaceship, and Mara and Capri are surrounded by junk. And they're like, I wonder if I can trade these dilithium crystals for a new blow dryer. And then Capri says something mean about her hair, because that's what their relationship is. And then Lothar's like, hey, because he trips on something coming in, he's like, what is all this crap? Why is it here? And she's like, oh, we're trading a bunch of alien stuff for, like, cool things from Earth.
So, and then Lothar asks, hey, have you seen my Pam? Because I've got an itch to scratch.
So.
bring me Pam because daddy's got an itch.
Don't say that. don't say that.
And Pam, they never, I don't think they ever say what Pam stands for.
It's in the Netflix description.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's
personal alien manager, I think.
Yeah. I think they said it in like the third episode when it first appeared. Like when they first had one, I think they said it, but like they have not really mentioned it since then.
No.
Certainly not by name. But yeah, so Pam's personal alien manager. And they're like, yeah, so funny story about that. We traded it for this eyelash curler. And he's like, go get it back or I'm going to rip all your eyelashes out one by one. And they're like, okay. And so they leave. Then we cut to Ninja Ops, where everyone, I say everyone, it's Tori's like not really participating in the fighting, but she is there. But they're like pushing each other and shoving and like blocking each other from getting in because they want to be the one to ask Cam who gets to have the camera. And Cam's like, all right, I'm not going to let anyone have my camera until you tell me what it's about. So then Dustin hands him the magazine. He's like, this. And there's this weird, like, it's not like a wipe or a fade. It's like the camera does like a kickflip.
It's like a cut. It's like a, if this is a thing, it's like a soft cut.
It cuts to like a minute from now.
It's like if you cut the film with a pillow, it's a nice little like,
it's
just,
a gentle.
It's just got a softness to it. And it's just to show the passing of time where Cam read page 5 in a magazine.
So we didn't have to say it again. But the camera's like, whoop. And like, it just does like a weird flip. And he's like, oh yeah, okay, I'll do this. Two conditions. They're like, okay, definitely. Condition number one, no one touches the camera but me. Because I heard about what happened last time when Dustin had a camera on him.
Yeah, it was like when Dustin filmed Good Riders Go Bad 3 or something.
And they're like, oh. It's like a number two, everyone gets equal time because I'm tired of all this begging and fighting. And then Dustin raises his hand and he's like, yes, Dustin. He's like, can I go to the bathroom? And Cam just goes, no.
And then it cuts away.
We leave from there.
Then we go to Hunter.
And so Dustin just got to pee the whole time. let him go pee, Cam. Come on, man.
Oh, I do want to point out back at the surf shack. Surf shop, whatever it's called.
The Surf Shack is from Rocket Power. We've been over this.
Storm Chargers.
That's it.
The Storm Shack. Hunter says that he's volunteering after school as they're shutting down his work for him to go volunteer.
Yeah, well, you know, typically no kids show up right after school to like a cool extreme sports.
That's true. Shop. He could have meant after Charlie's school.
Maybe, but why would Charlie go to school until like 10 p.m.?
I don't know. Well, it's still light outside, so
it's just
like,
weird. It's just weird. Maybe they just close early on Mondays.
Close at 6. I mean, it's like a surf place. It's like a sports place. I can't imagine.
I feel like that would be open till like very late at night.
I don't know. Maybe it is like, I feel like right on the beach, even though there's nothing to establish that.
I mean, maybe, no, you're right. I think it's either in town or on the beach, but we don't know either way. We only ever see the parking lot and it. I also, like, it's 2003 and it's like a mom and pop shop. Like, Kelly owns it. It's not, there's not like a chain or anything. So, like, yeah. Maybe Kelly's like, y'all, I'm going to get turned up tonight. So I want to go drink some water before then. So, or like, she's got a date or something. She's like, yeah, we close at 3:30 today.
Oh, I just remembered where this episode ends up.
Yep. 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 So he's like, all right, cool. We cut to Hunter and Charlie walking around. Hunter's just trying to figure out what Charlie's into. He's like, do you like motocross? He's like, no, motocross is boring. He's like, what about hockey? No. Soccer? No. Baseball? No. Basketball? No. Skateboarding? No. He's like, what about pizza? Everybody likes pizza. And Charlie's like, pizza gives me hives. I don't like having pizza. And I'm like, Charlie, you're the saddest kid on the planet.
Yeah.
If not only do you not like pizza, but you can't even have it without getting hives. If pizza gave me hives, I would have hives every Friday night.
Well, here's the thing about that, though, is it's not the pizza giving you hives. It's something on it.
Yeah.
I mean, to figure that out, you have to do a little bit of experimentation.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's the sauce. Maybe you have the gluten allergy, the actual name of I can't think of right
Celiac.
Now. Yeah. Maybe you have that. It's just you need to use that gluten-free dough.
Conan's in Austin has gluten-free dough. You can make it happen.
Maybe you're allergic to mozzarella cheese.
Maybe. I don't know. It just seems like a real bad time being allergic. Can you imagine if like you weren't allergic to any individual ingredient in pizza, but you were in, like, all together?
The combination of them is what gives you the reaction.
That's where the highest...
I can't imagine being a kid and not having pizza.
No.
I had pizza last night for dinner, so I can't imagine being 34 and not having pizza.
No. I'm lactose intolerant, and I get pizza every week because I need a treat. Because sometimes work is hard, and every Friday I would like some pizza, thank you. Yeah, I don't know, because pizza is, I think, other than Power Rangers, it's the only thing that has been the same amount of important to me my whole life. Even Power Rangers, I dipped out for in the middle, but I never dipped out on pizza. Pizza's always been there for me. I love pizza like a dad. I don't like the way my dad likes pizza, though, because he likes olives on it, and I'm not about that life.
Yeah, olives can fuck off. I don't know why anybody would eat those.
Every olive is the worst, but black olives on pizza is, like, people get mad about pineapple on pizza. I don't like it, but that's because I don't like pineapple. I don't know why you would ever put an olive on a pizza and just ruin your pizza. You might as well dip your pizza in the toilet at that point.
Yeah, it's all you can taste. It overpowers everything.
Yeah, it's bad.
Olives are awful. They're awful.
This is we are taking a stand. This is an anti-olive, unless your name is Olive, in which case you're cool. An anti-olive, the food, air quotes, food. that podcast.
I feel like they're a little bit poison, just because they taste so bad.
They taste so bad. And they don't even taste like, because like some foods like taste like bitter, but in a way I like.
Yeah.
They just taste bad.
Yeah, and it's like there's a hole in it. I don't know, stuff a big pimento in there.
Yeah, put something red in there that's going to have like a weird texture when you bite it.
Mm.
Love that.
What a treat for old grandpas.
Yeah, old grandpa should have a pocket full of olives. Hey, can you want an olive?
Olives in one pocket, a used hanky in the other.
A used hanky and some Werther Originals melted together in his back pocket.
With that friggin' 4-inch thick wallet.
Why are all old man wallets? That's why old men have bad back problems, because their wallets, they can't sit flat, because their wallet is raising them up half a foot on one side.
It's because they keep like $1,000 in 20s in there.
Because they don't trust a bank, which, to be fair, is smart. Anyway. Also, Charlie has the Pam. It's just sticking out of his backpack. He's like, yeah, I want to go play a video game. And Connor's like, I love games. And he's like, it's a single-player game. And also, we're at my house, so you're not allowed to come in. Later, Hunter. And he leaves. Mara and Capri see this. They're like, oh, he's got the Pam. All right, we're going to have to do something about this. So I think we go to commercial, and when we come back, it's a POV shot of Mara ringing the doorbell. And Charlie opens it. He has the Pam in his hand. And he's like, hello? And it reverse shots to them as Girl Scouts?
Girl Guards.
They're called Girl Guards, but they're like Girl Scouts?
I think that's what they're going for. But they're selling big ketchup squirters full of salsa.
You know what I love? I come home after a long day. I want to really take the edge off.
Just a squirt of salsa.
A nice warm door-to-door squirt of salsa. She's like, yeah, we have all the kinds. Mild, none, and spicy. And he's like, okay. And they're like, and we would like to trade you all of these. He's like, aren't you a little old to be Girl Guards? Fair.
Mara's like, I told you can't be 22 and in the Girl Scouts.
There are laws, Capri. And she's like, how about this? We'll trade you all this nice squirtable salsa for that little video game thing you have. And he's like, I don't know. Let me see the salsa. And he pops it open and just squirts. All of it right onto Mara, or onto Capri.
It's Capri, yeah.
And he's like, Girl Guards don't sell salsa, you idiot. And then closes the door.
He needs to tell his mom that strange women were at his house trying to sell him salsa.
Yeah. Yeah. What's wild is that when we were kids, and probably through at least 2003, I feel like every single show was like, don't do anything unless you ask your parents.
Yeah.
Like, hey, here's our website. Don't go on to foxkids.com unless your parents know you're going there.
Yeah, everything always had that like subtext at the end that was like, get your parents' permission before calling.
So I feel like if somebody shows up to your door, you should be like, I should check with my mom to see if this is okay. Especially if you figure out, like, oh,
they're tricking
me. You're tricking me.
Yeah.
I thought that this episode was going to go a very different way and the rest of the episode was going to be Home Alone, but...
Oh, that would have been really good.
Yeah, Charlie would be Macaulay Culkin and Mara and Capri would be the Sticky Bandits. I guess the Wet Bandits, because it's the first one.
Depends on the movie.
Maybe the Salsa Bandits.
Well, she's covered in that sticky salsa, so I think they're wet, sticky bandits.
The wet, sticky, dirty, nasty bandits. So then, I guess... Oh, sorry. We missed this real quick. Before he leaves Hunter, before he goes in, he's like, Hunter, I don't have a dad. I haven't had a dad for a while. I'm cool. I don't need one. And he leaves. And Hunter's like, okay.
Yeah, Hunter just like, I feel like his shift wasn't over. And I don't know how that works with like a volunteer service and all that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't feel like he was done, but he left.
Yeah, well, because they like circled back to Charlie's house. And I think he was like, I'm going to go play video games instead.
Yeah.
Later, loser. And then
Hunter was like, okay, bye. I'm going to go be sad at the closed Storm Chargers now.
I'm just going to go be sad in front of a big CRT playing a motocross video of Johnny Knoxville dumping a bike onto Bam Margera's head.
Or Steve-O just like falling off of something.
Steve-O's like, I'm going to ride this dirt bike into... fuck a brush. I'm going to get real messed up, y'all. And then he did that. He's like, we did it. And we're like, yeah.
Okay.
Why? And then the other one from Wild Boys is like, I'm going to go have a gator bite my ass. And they're like, yeah, jackass. One of us is going to dress up like an old person and be gross. So, so we cut to Cam filming Shane skating. And it's skating.
He's in a vert. He's in a half pipe.
Uh-huh.
But he's just going, like, up and down. It's he does a stall at one point, and I guess he does a spin once.
It's like he keeps, like, going to do a move, but then, like, psyching himself out and then not doing it. So he just keeps going up and down the thing. So, okay, you're going to get some good shots then. They're like, all right, well, I guess we got it. We got it all. He's like, is it better than what Hunter and Blake, or not Hunter and Blake, Dustin and Blake had? And he's like, yeah, about as good. He's like, we need to go one more time. And Tori's like, no, I want to get in the water before the swells goes down. It's my turn. And then before they can, like, argue more, Clam calls them. Because guess what? Clam back. They call him Cyber Cam. He's Clam here in my heart. And he's like, Zachy, robot. And they're like, okay, that's weird. Something's clearly going on with this. And I don't know if it's related.
It's not. I don't know why he was glitching during that one call.
I don't know. It's weird.
Because he'll be back later and he was fine and he was not being interfered with.
No.
In any way.
The only thing I can think is that we're about to see Charlie, like, pushing buttons on it, and, like, because it's on Earth, that, like, that's causing some interference because he's just doing so much stuff.
I honestly think it's just so Cam can be like, I'm going to go check on that while you go fight the Kelzaks.
So that's what happens. This is like, I'm going to go do that. So they go, it's right near Charlie's house, but Charlie's house...
It's in a sub, like a subdivision.
It's like a suburb, but it has like an office park in it. It looks very cool. Like, it's a very cool place to do a fight. A bunch of Zackies are there. Or like, there's like no Zackies, and there's a bunch of Zackies, and there's like a thousand Zackies. So they just go straight to morph. They're like, we're not going to mess around with this. We need to do some serious ninja tricks. So they just morph. They fight a lot. There's a lot of wire work that I remember. They all get beat up because, again, there's like it's like 20 to 1 for all four of them.
At least there's a lot.
Hunter is not here, even though he's not. He's also not with Charlie, but we'll find out later. It's because of the communication thing that they just couldn't get a hold of Hunter.
It's an American fight scene.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they wrote people out of it.
I think it's just like convenience. Like there's less people to worry about, and like this way, like Hunter can like be off somewhere, but he's not off doing anything. We just don't see him again until we do.
Also, like, the morphing is starting to get a little clunky with now there being three different morph calls for the six Rangers that there are. And so when it's just the four of them, it's the three, the Ridge, Tridge, and Blake. But like they have to stop in the middle so Blake can say his morph.
Yeah, so they separately. They do the it's like Ninja Storm, and then he goes Thunderstorm, and then they all say Ranger form. And when Cam is there, it's Ninja Storm, Thunderstorm, Samurai Storm, Ranger form all together. It's like we could skip part of this. I feel like we could maybe trim it up, or maybe now that you're all a team, you can all say Ninja Storm. Because a Samurai Storm is nothing.
It's nothing.
Neither is a Ninja Storm, to be fair. But a Samurai Storm is extra nothing because it's not even the name of the show.
Yeah, it's not even something in context of everything.
And also, his morpher sucks. I like the idea that like it's the amulet and it turns big and that's the morpher. It's just a magic eight ball.
He has to just hold it awkwardly.
It's like a Pokeball. It's like instead of being like, go, Charizard, you'd be like, go, my armor, and it would come out of there, appear on you. It's like, it's just clunky and weird, and I just don't know why we keep showing it every time. We don't need to. You can just have a morph, and it would be fine. So Charlie hits some buttons. He's like, this game doesn't work, because it's just like a bunch of buttons.
Yeah, it's like a cell phone. Yeah, it's got like nine buttons on it.
It's like if he had like a rotary phone. Like, how do I win this game? It's like, you don't. It's a rotary phone.
The closest game it could be is like a Lights Out.
Yeah, like a Simon or a Lights Out. Yeah. But he's just like slamming on the buttons.
In 2003, there's a Nintendo 64, GameCube.
Yeah, you got a GameCube by now. By 2003, Super Smash Bros. Melee is out. You got nothing to be bored about, kid. So he's hitting buttons.
Smash Bros. Melee is out. You're sitting there playing Lights Out on your bed.
Lights Out on your bed on an alien thing that doesn't even have letters on it. The only letters on it are, if lost, return to Lothar.
Oh, it did have that big stupid Batman sticker on it.
The plaque on the back. So he hits buttons and all the Zackies disappear as the Rangers are about to be, like, murdered by 100 Zackies. And they're like, that was weird. They all stand up to, like, what happened? Where'd they go? And Justin's like, I don't care, actually. I'm okay with them just being gone. So then we cut up to the beginning of the end of this episode. Because the end, the very last thing we see plays into what happens right now. And it's Mara and Capri, and they're like, here you go, Uncle Lothar. We got you a new Pam. And he's like, okay. And it looks weird, and it's furry and has like a lot of eyeballs. And they're like, yeah, go ahead and
hit some buttons. It looks like a bunny.
It looks like a bunny. It looks like if you took a bunny and superglued a bunny face to just like a regular, like a shoebox.
Right.
And they're like, go ahead and press this. And he's like, okay. And he hits some buttons, and then he moves the thing, and there's just a puppy on the ground. He's like, this isn't a PAM. This is an MAP. Make a puppy.
This is a make a puppy.
It's a make a puppy. And now there's a puppy made.
Yeah. So then Mara asks if she could keep it. And he says, no, I already got you a pet, and you don't play with it. And so then it cuts to the puppy chasing little Chuma around.
I hate
and at first Juba I was like, oh, fun callback.
Yeah,
I hope the puppy eats him.
That would be great.
Or just rips him apart like a chew toy he's had, like, for an hour or two.
Puppies got little needle teeth. They love ripping apart things.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, nope. And we'll see what happens. We cut down to I think Storm Chargers, and Blake and Hunter are talking, and Blake's like, hey, man, you don't have to, like, try to be his dad. You just got to be there for him. He's like, yeah, Charlie's being kind of weird about it. He's like, yeah, like, don't know. Remember when our dad died and we were sad like that? It's probably that for him. He's like, I thought I was the older and wiser one. He's like, well, you're definitely older. Much, much older.
He like smacks him.
He does. He gives him a nice smack in the face.
He's like, you're definitely older. And he slaps the old man.
And he's like, ah, my olives. Now you're not going to get any sweaty olives.
I'm going to keep that $2 on your birthday, you little crap. to be fair, in my experience, grandparents actually give too much on birthdays. But
yeah, for a while there was an over expectation, I think, made. So where the hell were we? We come back to Charlie. He connects the Pam to a radio, like one that you win for selling enough wrapping paper at Christmas. Like, you know, those like
it's
hey,
just,
you,
it's just a speaker with an FM tuner in it.
Literally, it's literally like, hey, you sold enough chocolate. Do you want the inflatable chair or the little radio? Yeah. And like an idiot, this kid chose the radio.
You spent 2 weeks in the arcade. The best gift is a radio you can exchange your tickets for.
Yeah. It's that a little things that go a little monster that goes on your finger. You're like, arg.
Or a spider ring. That's what you spend the last like random three tickets. You
you're like, well, I got three left. I guess I got a bouncy ball. I guess. What I want to go to an arcade and get like a bunch of tickets and spend it all on bouncy balls. Just clean them out and then just like just toss them in the air and then run.
Give you a bucket and you just throw it up and take off. Like a smoke bomb, but bouncy balls.
It's all bouncy balls. So you can slip on them. They'll hit you. And they won't hurt, but they're kind of annoying. They're just solid enough to be annoying. So then that summons a monster onto a building somewhere in the world. And we cut from there to Cam and Tori. And they're looking at the screen and they're like, I don't know. It's just like kind of regular. And then we see what they're looking at, and it's just footage of Tori. And she's like, I feel like I've just seen all this before. And Cam's like, I don't have to tell you. It's your surfing. Like, this is it, right? And she's like, yeah, I guess. I'm just kind of disappointed. I do want to point out that the footage we get, Cam would have to be either flying or surfing on top of the wave that she is surfing in the crook of to get the footage. So then Sensei's like, hey, something.
He says, if you're watching that video, the computer must be working again.
Right.
But he says it in a snarky, like, you should be doing Power Ranger stuff way.
Yeah.
And Cam's like, yeah, it's working. And then Sensei's fine.
He's like, okay, as long as I can watch Mr. Science Theater on my little tiny gerbil TV. So then the monster, like an alert pops up and the monster's there. They're like, all right, let's go fight the monster. So we cut over to the monster and the Blake and Hunter show up to fight it. And nobody else does for a little bit. It's just them fighting it. They get blasted and then the Rangers show up. The Power Rangers fight him and they get blasted. They're not doing well.
He's a drum monster. He's like DJ Drummond or something.
I heard DJ Drone, but I think it's DJ Drummond. He's like Parappa the Rappa, but only for Drummond.
Yeah, when he first pops up, he's like, I'm going to...
Kick, punch, it's all in the mind.
I'm going to break down the city with my fat beats.
Yeah. You know how like cool hip monsters talk.
Yeah, he's got the fat beats.
He's got fat beats, he's got a big drum belly.
And he also just has like... powers like electrical power energy powers, so they try to like hit him and it just like overloads and shoots them back like they stuck their swords in a light socket.
Which do not do, kids.
No, keep your swords away from all the outlets.
Yeah. So then we go to Charlie and he's like hitting buttons and trying to, he's like connected to the radio, trying to get it to do something. He's like, this game sucks. And then she's like, Charlie, it's time to wash up for, I'm assuming, dinner. And she comes and she's like, hits a button and all the lights go out. And then the monster disappears. And he's like, ah, mom. And she's like, go wash up for dinner. So she leaves. And Charlie's like, okay. And then he doesn't stop and he hits some more buttons. And then Zachy's pop into his room. He's like, whoa, the graphics are so real. Like a video game.
Yeah.
Like when a video, like when you saw.
Because this is how video games of 2003 worked, is they would project hard light.
Yeah.
Enemies into the real world.
Just into your bedroom for you to fight. I mean, look, I remember when I was a kid and I saw No Mercy for the first time and I was like, it's like they're here.
Yeah, I remember the first time the owl flew away in Ocarina of Time, and I was like, this is like real life.
I'm outside in nature right now watching a real owl fly. And then now it's like...
Nothing will ever look as good as this. And now it's like four squares with wings.
With a beak, kind of? Like, I guess it's a beak. No Mercy specifically is like, you look at it now and you're like, oh, their faces are pictures.
It's just static. Flat pictures with like no, you pick a
picture of someone's face that you put onto the wrestler, and I was like, this is Jeff Hardy, this just is Jeff Hardy.
But it's like, it's like someone drew Jeff Hardy's face from memory with pixels.
It is bananas. And like, again, it was as good as graphics ever looked, and I yeah. To my little brain, and sometimes I wish I could trick myself into going back. Can you imagine, like, time traveling back with, like, a DS or, like, with your Switch and be like, hey, 8-year-old Josh playing Ocarina of Time? Here, I guess you'd be like, you would have been, like, 12-ish.
Yeah.
I was around 8. So it's like, hey, here, look at Breath of the Wild. And you'd be like, okay. And you would open it and your brain would just melt right there. Like, it would just, right, just like, be gone.
You walk out of the cave and just, like... like you explode.
You just completely, all of your atoms just like separate from each other because you couldn't handle it. It'd be wild.
That's crazy. That's what kids are born into now.
Kids just have that now. I think everyone, the best
born,
way,
everyone that's born this year has always had Breath of the Wild.
Bananas. They've been like that for 2 years. There's 3-year-olds that have always had Breath of the Wild.
Mm-hmm. And they just, like, play it on their Switches that they drag around behind their diapies. It's covered in, like,
drag
it's
on covered the floor. In,
like, juice and Cheerios.
Wild. If you have a kid, I'm not going to tell you how to raise a kid, but I'm going to give you a suggestion that I would like you to run an experiment on your child if you're amenable. When you have a kid, don't let them play any video games out of order. So if they want to play a video game, they have to play a Nintendo first, and then a Super Nintendo, and then an N64, and then a GameCube, and then a Wii U, then a Switch. And yes, you can close the timeline a lot. You don't have to wait 20 years between each one, like, you know, to get to the end. But just, like, build it up. So they really get they appreciate, like, how much better video games are, just to see what happens. Anyway, so there's a bunch of Zackies. We cut outside to Hunter, who's like coming back to like talk to Charlie's mom. And he's like, hey, is Charlie around?
Yeah,
and she's like, well, I'm a single parent, so yeah. You left him here.
Yeah, it's after Blake was like, hey, just like he's gonna push back. Just like hang out with him until he comes around. Like, he will come around. Yeah. He's not going to trust you after one walk home.
Right, but- yeah. Especially because you don't like any of the same things. So. Yeah. So he's like, yeah. And she's like, yeah, he's inside playing that video game. You know, kids and video games. And he's like, okay, yeah. And then he looks over and he sees Charlie, like, at the window with a bunch of Zaggies. He's like, Hunter, help! Charlie's mom does not hear this.
No, she's got her earbuds in.
She's got her AirPods in. She can't hear him.
Because she's like...
She's like watering the mailbox or something.
Yeah, she's gardening, but it feels like it's across the street. I don't know what she's doing.
No, she's like trimming the weeds around her mailbox or something.
Or the neighbor's mailbox.
She's like, hey, I'm kind of bored. I'm just going to mow your lawn a little bit. Is that okay? So Hunter's like, yeah, cool, I'm gonna go inside. And he just runs in, and he comes in to Charlie's room. Two Zackies are, like, trying to rip his arms off, and he's, like, a little kid, so that would not be hard. And Hunter, like, does some kicks, and he just beats their asses, and they all, like, disappear, because he murdered them. And Charlie's like, whoa, you know martial arts? And he's like, yeah. He's like, why didn't you tell me? And I was like, you never asked. And he's like, did we just find a thing we both like? And Charles like, yup. And then, and like now their problems are solved because thanks to the power of martial arts. So then we come back to Ninja Ops. Dustin and Blake are talking to Cam, and they're like, this is boring. What we have here is boring. And Cam's like, so you don't like it? He's like, it's not your fault. It's just that what is on the camera is boring. Because Cam's like, I think I should look into a career in cinematography or something like that. And
yeah,
because
there's like one good like drift turn that Blake did that was like a really good shot. And Cam's like, I'm going to make movies.
hey, can I tell you? That's how it works.
Yeah.
that is the career path I put myself on, and it didn't work out. Maybe I should have stuck to skate videos and not going to college, but here we are. So then he just disappears because it was actually Clam, but Clam is no longer like a cool guy. He's just like Cam,
also in leather ninja suit.
Yeah, because he just disappears, and then Cam walks up behind him and goes, oh, sorry, that was Clam. What were you saying?
He's like, he's like, sorry, I had real work to do.
So I had Clam edit the video.
That also doesn't amount to anything. A lot of this episode is just like, here's stuff happening just so it can happen.
It's also like in a really, like, I don't know the timeline on this episode, and I'm just trying not to worry about it at this point, because the first thing they do is close up the store at 2:30 p.m. And so, like, I don't know what we're doing.
Maybe they were
here
closing for lunch.
Maybe. But they were like quitting time. Like Blake specifically was like quitting time.
Quitting time. Yeah, you know, you clock out for lunch and you go quitting time.
I think Kelly just partied too hard the night before, and she called and she's like, I will not be there today. I am going to be laying in a dark room face down for a while. And they're like, gotcha, we're closing at 2:30. Later. So we cut over to Charlie's house. Mara and Capri have broken in. They've done a sticky bandit. They've done a wet sticky bandit, and they're inside the house, and they find the Pam, and they're like, yeah, now we got the Pam. And then Charlie's like, hey, what are you doing? And they're like, we're evil space ninjas, and we're here to, we work for the evil lord of space, Lothor. And Charlie's like, uh-huh.
Yeah, he's just like, so?
And they're like, what did you say to me, kid? And then he like squares up in a martial art. He's about to do a kata at them. And they just run away because they do not want this little kid to beat their asses.
Although we know that they're very capable because we saw a flashback of them just handily taking out a school full of ninjas.
Mara was looking at her nails while beating ass.
Yeah.
She was like, did I get chipped? And then she killed three men with her left hand.
I miss that Mara.
Where's that Mara?
I don't like scared of little boy Mara.
Yeah, I want the old Mara back. We cut to all the Rangers kind of like sitting around the table in like a pile, and they're like, our videos all suck. They all have like little color coded Hi-8 tapes of their video, and they're like, our videos all suck. And Cam's like, did I do bad? They're like, no, it's not what you did.
No, we are boring, it turns out.
They're like, and Tori's like, all my good stuff's in the first 10 seconds. And Dustin's like, yeah, me too. And like, yeah. And then Sensei's like, haven't you learned anything about being a Power Ranger? Together, you are better. And then Cam says, have you ever heard of editing? Or something. The way he phrases it, it's just a weird way to say that. And then, so like, I think we can see where this is going, before anything can happen.
Because I feel like, in addition to shooting all the tricks and everything, he also edited their individual tapes together. Because it's not just, here's all the raw footage.
I mean, maybe it was.
maybe. That would be case, bad then, because it's a lot of bad takes.
It's a lot of bad takes. It's a lot of, like, probably some boring stuff and setup, and you being like, oh, sorry, I wasn't pointing at the thing. Like, oops. And then also, that would not be exciting to watch anything of, like, without any editing. So then the alert goes off, and DJ Drone is back somewhere. He's at like an office, and then Cam goes to fight him alone. Just Cam shows up to fight him.
The other Rangers run off. He's like, because Cam says, get the cycles and I'll meet you there, and Cam goes straight there.
Yeah, Cam goes first.
Like, I thought he was going to do some computer stuff and get there last, but no, he gets there first.
No, he gets there first and starts fighting him. He gets blasted, and then when he gets blasted back, then the Thunder Rangers show up, and they start fighting, and then DJ Drone calls a bunch of Zackies, or DJ Drummond, whatever his name was, summons a bunch of Zackies, and like they're like charging the Rangers, and then like from around the corner come the Wind Rangers on dirt bikes on their tsunami cycles. And then there's just like a big fight, and eventually Cam's like, Hunter Blake, do it now. Now, Sailor Moon. And they put together their things and shoot him with the big gun, and he blows up and dies.
Yeah. He says, no, don't do that, and then they do it.
And they do it, and he dies.
He blows up.
So then we cut up to Lothor, who's like got the Pam back, I guess, because Mara and Capri ran away with it. And he hits a button, and then Jubo just grows back to normal size, which I never wanted.
I never wanted to see
Jubo again, ever, but really especially wanted, not like this.
I really wanted the puppy to just eat him. I really wish the puppy
would have just tore him limb from limb. Like, I wish, like, in four episodes, they'd be like, what is this little leg? Oh, this is Jubo's.
And the puppy's just like...
Ain't I a stinker?
Yeah, sleeping in the corner.
Just, like, on, like, a little puppy bed, like, I ate his head. So he's big now, but then he instant messages DJ Drummond big. Yeah, they get the swords.
Chubo grows big, and he's like, Chubo's back, baby. And Lothor says, well, that's all I need.
Oh, great.
Then he grows DJ Drummond.
So then we cut to them. They get the swords. The first part of this fight, the first like minute, not minute, but like 10, 15 seconds of this fight, is DJ Drummond summons up a sword and comes at the Thunder Rangers, and instead of doing anything, they block the sword with their face and chest. They just try to no mercy bounce it, but it's a sword.
Stick your chest out.
And they just get hit in the face and chest a lot. And then eventually the regular Megazord like pokes in its sword and blocks it. And then at some point, the Thunder Rangers summon up, they get a sphere that's a stingray, and the stingray goes on their hand backwards, so it's like a guitar with a big spike coming out the front, and then they just stab him to death, and he dies. And that's it. That's it on DJ Drummond.
They throw him into space, and he blows up.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, I think they stab him or like punch him to death with their brass knuckles or whatever.
It's like a manta ray butt.
Again, when they started fight, like after they shot him with the gun and he blew up, I think I fell asleep.
Your eyes just glaze over, like you can't help it sometimes.
And then I like came out of it at the end of this fight where DJ Drummond is just flying into the sky and he blows up in the atmosphere.
And then Van Halen's dreams start playing. So we cut back to Storm Chargers. Hunter is like working on a bike and he's talking to Charlie, and Charlie's like, hey, Hunter, do you ever miss your dad? Hunter's like, yeah, I miss him all the time. He's like, does it ever stop? He's like, no, but like it gets easier. And he's like, and I'm always here for you whenever you need me, you know, whenever you're feeling bummed about anything. He's like, okay. And they're like, guys, our video's on. And so they go, he's like, come on, let's go watch this video. So they run over there, they sit down to watch the video during the action games. And it is all of their stunts edited into one little 30-second montage video with some, I'm going to say, very 2003 editing choices.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one thing that keeps happening where the camera, like the frame keeps coming in. Like the picture keeps getting smaller, but on itself, they do it like 5 times, and I don't know why. It looks bad. It looks bad and stupid. So don't do it.
Really dates the video.
Very much so. Another, I get that you just got, like, Pineapple Studios or Pinnacle Studios, whatever. I think we called it Pineapple Studios. It was actually called Pinnacle Studios. I've been doing this get the name thing wrong my entire life. But, like, you don't need to use every feature right away. Also, another quick note, Tori's in, like, one shot.
And she's just, like, surfing.
Just, like, regular surfing.
And we get that cool drift shot, and Shane does some, like, street stuff, which we did not see recorded.
Yeah, that was not recorded when we watched it, I don't think.
And then that one CKY song is playing in the background. And then
And then Johnny Knoxville has a t-shirt cannon loaded up with a pie over just like a bag of flour, and he just shoots it at Ryan Dunn's chest.
Welcome to Jackass. Poof, poof.
Now you're covered in flour. Got him. Anyway, that's it. So
do you remember when they would just walk around with hair clippers and just buzz people just in the back of the head?
Jackass, you've been pranked. What a bad thing. What a time capsule of like a bad time, right?
Like, it was a cultural phenomenon.
It's just because it was so low budget. They could make so much of it so quick, and everyone's like, yeah, I want to see these dudes be mean to their dad, I guess. Well,
on Jackass, they were all mean to each other.
Bam showed that he was just mean to his dad.
Bam was mean to his dad and uncle, like, and his mom. But he was a different kind of, like, petty mean to his mom. Yeah.
He got real famous and he got a lot of money from skateboarding, a thing I don't think you can do anymore. If you are not already skateboarding famous, I don't think you can get skateboarding famous now. Maybe I'm just out of the loop too much, but
maybe.
I don't know. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 is coming out again, so like maybe the resurgence is upon us.
But it doesn't have any new skaters. It's got the old roster.
I mean, because there's no new skater. Name a new skater, Josh.
I can't.
Exactly. What's Tony Hawk's kid's name?
I don't know.
Chad Hawk maybe might be in it, but I don't know. Yeah. So there's just like...
It's crazy. I watched this YouTube video of Tony Hawk and like a bunch of people who are coming back for the game just like hanging out in a skate park skating. He's like going around talking to everybody. Rodney Mullen, the first thing he said was like, hey, thank you for getting us all together. Like, this is really nice. But it's just a bunch of like... old people skateboarding, and they're all really good at it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rad. I just like, I wish skateboarding would just like all of a sudden just become extremely big again.
Yeah,
I just wish that would come back.
I want the X Games to be something I want to watch again.
Yeah, man, I want to watch competitive snake nut biting again.
I miss the street luge, I'm not going to lie.
I miss the street luge. I think luge's feet at the bottom, skeleton is head at the bottom.
Where you
because,
go head first, yeah.
Because you're going to break all of your skeleton if you starting at your head if you beef it. Anyway, so we're avoiding talking about the end where we cut back up to the spaceship where Mara and Capri are cleaning up puppy pee with a toothbrush.
Which, like... do you need to brush it out of like a hard surface?
No, you throw a newspaper down, maybe squirt some Pledge on there. Like, they're doing a lot more work. I do want to point out, though, the more troubling thing is that the camera kind of pulls back of them. Maybe the puppy pooped and they're just kind of trying to get that.
Oh, maybe.
But with a toothbrush, that sucks. So we kind of pull back and there's just these two cups of what I'm pretty sure are puppy pee just sitting there. Did you squeegee it into a cup?
You just wipe it up with a paper towel and wring it out into a cup, and then you can just dump it down the drain.
No, throw some paper towels down, throw those bad boys into space.
Yeah, you're in a spaceship, just toss it outside.
But that's like puppy's just like hanging there, and we cut over to Jubo, and Jubo's like, now I'm gonna kill you, the puppy. And then he slips in pee and falls down.
Womp womp.
And then the puppy goes.
The puppy blows a raspberry out of as the episode fades out.
You say fade out, but this is maybe the quickest quick get out of here that I think we've ever seen.
Well, yeah, because the effect of the tongue going is really bad. And so they just had to like get it as dark as possible, as fast like, as possible.
Right, bye. And that's the end of the episode. So, Josh, I started. Oh, what's the best?
Oh, I think the best is probably the scene with Hunter and Charlie towards the end, where Hunter's like, "Hey, I know I'm dating your mom now, but I'm not trying to be your. I'm not trying to replace your dad.
Your MILF of a mom now, bro. But like,
I don't want to be your new dad. I'm just like, I'm just here for you.
Yeah." I think I'm also going to best that because it was good. And also, like, Hunter was good in the episode for the most part. Mm-hmm. So you deserve it, Hunter. What's the worst?
It's Jubo being back.
Yeah, I want to give it to them squeegee, like ShamWowing up and wringing out puppy pee, I guess. But I think it's just the fact that I had to see Jubo again, who I hate.
Yeah.
Because that guy
he immediately just like slipped in piss.
He just slipped and fell face down in pee. Like he's on Jackass. Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass. We just peed on the floor and Wee Man's going to slip in it. Why did that show even happen? Johnny Knoxville was Leonardo.
Yeah, he's also what? Dirty Grandpa.
He contains multitudes.
Dirty Grandpa and Leonardo are the same guy.
Well, Michael Bay, terrible Leonardo, so I guess it makes a kind of sense. Anyway.
MVP?
Yeah, who's the MVP? I forgot where we were because I was just thinking about Jackass again.
Is it Cam?
No. I mean, you can MVP Cam if that's where your proclivities go. I honestly don't know. I think I'm going to give it to Hunter.
That's fair.
Because it was a Hunter episode, but like we said, Hunter was not in it a ton.
Yeah, like, there's one point where they all got together to like fight, and then the monster disappeared, and Hunter was like, okay, bye.
Yeah, he literally was like, I got to go, and then leaves. And they're like, okay. And then he just goes to see Charlie trying to get his arms ripped off by Zackies.
It's crazy to me that we're at six Rangers, which is like normal for this right. point in a season of Power Rangers, but it feels really crowded this time.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just that they're like, here's a nice compact, a nice tight three Ranger team, and we're like, hell yeah, this sounds like a great idea, and they're like, here's two more immediately. And we're like, well, all right, let me get used to these ones. They're like, nah, no. And they're like, and then here's Cam. And then we're like, but I just want to see Tori and Dustin and Shane get like do high school stuff again.
Yeah.
Like, I just kind of miss that.
We keep hearing about their school stuff, but we're not seeing any of their school stuff. And I want to.
Yeah. I don't know. It does feel really cramped. Yeah, I'm just going to MVP Hunter just because I think he did good. Good job, Hunter. Never thought you'd make it.
I'll MVP Hunter, too. Cam, like, shot the videos and stuff, but I guess he didn't really do anything.
No, and, like, the shots that we saw of him, the shots we saw that he had filmed were good, but when we saw him filming and we got, like, the POV shots, it was really bad. Like, it was, like, tied up on, like, the wheels of the skateboard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Cam, take three steps back. You don't need to be on the half pipe with Shane. You're not going to get the footage you're looking for. So now we got to rank it. I think it's a pretty medium episode.
Yeah.
I mean, just like opening Gambit, I'm looking at Prelude to a Storm. I don't think it's better than that. So the first episode of the season.
Trying to remember what happened in that. It was just the first episode.
It's the first episode. Rangers come together. Yeah, things get sucked into space.
I don't think it's better than that either, because that episode, we were like excited about Ninja Storm after.
Yeah.
This episode ended with Chubo slipping in piss. So I don't think this is better
Looks
than
like
that.
Looks like we made it. I do think it's probably better than the Return of Thunder four-parter because those last two parts are Cold Bookers on a paper plate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Chubo was also in that, so I feel like maybe we should keep him together. Maybe.
Yeah, but he dies at the end of that.
Yeah, but no, he didn't. Clearly, well, no, they just shrunk him down and made him a pet. And I wish we kept not seeing him. We saw the return of Clam and Little Jubo, and I hate both of them. At least Clam is like just Cam now, but a hologram. So
right, you'll never know which one you're talking to until he morphs.
Oh, no. It could be anyone. So coming in at number 9, Goodwill Hunter. And that's going to do it for us for today. Josh, you still got the list pulled up? What are we watching next time?
All About Beevil.
Okay. I don't know why that tickled me so much.
Leave It to Beevil. I'm surprised it's not the name of
it. See, like, the fruit is right there.
These last couple names have been plays on, like, pop culture, television, or movies.
And then... What, All About Beevil?
All About Beevil.
There's an All About Steve.
Maybe this is a play on that.
I don't know if that movie was out yet. I don't know.
Tell.
Anyway, I guess we're gonna learn all about Beevil next time. So that's on Friday. But until then, may the power protect you.
Why this GarageBand stopped tracking the playhead by default all of a sudden.
Oh, that sucks. You just gotta click the thing and it goes back to it. But
now that I know the trick, it's fine. But like, why can't you just do it?
Why don't you do it like you did before?